you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 12th. Today's word is epithet, spelled E-P-I-T-H-E-T. Epithet is a noun that means a characterizing word or phrase accompanying or occurring in place of the name of a person or thing. It can also mean a disparaging or abusive word or phrase, or the part of a taxonomic name identifying a subordinate unit with a genus. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Sam Roberts. Herbert Hoover, who could justifiably campaign as a progressive Republican, pigeonholed Smith as an advocate of state socialism, the same epithet that a spiteful Smith would hurl at Roosevelt in 1936. Nowadays, the word epithet is usually used negatively, with the meaning a derogatory word or phrase. But it wasn't always that way. Epithet comes to us via Latin from the Greek noun epitheton, and ultimately derives from epitithenai, meaning to put on or to hold. In its oldest sense, an epithet is simply a descriptive word or phrase, especially one joined by fixed association to the name of something or someone, as in Peter the Great, or the stock Homeric phrases, gray-eyed Athena and wine-dark sea. Alternatively, epithets may be used in place of a name, as in the peacemaker or the eternal. These neutral meanings of epithet are still in use, but today the word is more often used in its negative term of disparagement sense. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.